Well, the global shortages of energy and materials that's been unleashed by Trump's war of aggression against Iran, an unprovoked war of aggression, a war of choice, it's starting to really cause national emergencies all around the world. For example, in the Philippines, the president there has just declared a national emergency because of the fuel shortages. Now, fuel is extremely expensive now in the Philippines. A lot of people there have very long commute times, as in hours each direction. That's not uncommon around Manila and major cities like that. The wages in the Philippines are much lower than they are in the United States or Canada or Europe for that matter. And now the Philippine people are having to spend an extraordinary percentage of their income just on fuel. And so national emergency has been declared. It's going to be combined with rationing and prohibition of traveling on certain days. That's clearly what's coming next. Now then, not too far away in Australia, we also have a national emergency brewing. And in New South Wales, they are declaring emergencies right now because the diesel fuel has run out in hundreds of gas stations, as we call them in America. Those stations have been completely depleted of diesel fuel because the farmers there and the transport truckers, they are purchasing as much diesel as they can at almost any cost in anticipation of where this is going to go next, which is nationwide energy lockdowns. In fact, in New South Wales, that's already being openly talked about, that they need lockdowns. Because they're running out of energy. So, you know how Australia was sort of ground zero for COVID tyranny? Well, now it's going to be the energy lockdown tyranny. And hey, they already built the concentration camps. So, you know, they've got all that squared away in Australia and New Zealand, come to think of it. So, Australia, don't forget, is a large continent. It's a continent. And long distances have to be traversed for delivery of food and fuel and other things. So Australia in particular is vulnerable to fuel shortages because it's a transportation dependent country more than most. And also, by the way, the jet fuel is running out in Australia, and they normally buy a lot of jet fuel from China and other places, but a lot of it comes out of China, and China has, of course, completely restricted all exports of refined fuels, including jet fuel, kerosene, gasoline, and diesel. And so in Thailand, you know, half of their fishing fleet has been paused because they don't have diesel fuel. In Taiwan, they're about to run out of natural gas to power their power grid. They probably have, it's estimated, maybe 10 days of fuel left if they don't receive any more natural gas. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Japan is suffering shortages. You know, Japan also is a high-tech economy, and technology requires helium. You know, for the lithography, for the mass spec lab instruments, and for other processes. So Japan is suffering also from a lack of natural gas because, of course, Japan is not a fan of nuclear power since Fukushima in 2011. So Japan's suffering across Western Europe. They're about to run out of energy. And Trump is threatening them with restricting LNG exports out of the United States to Canada unless Europe signs on to some kind of mutual military effort against Iran. And there are dozens of other countries that are impacted by this, Southeast Asia, Central and South America, etc., African nations. Dozens of nations are going to be facing famine, fuel shortages, energy lockdowns, and frankly, economic collapse, all because of Trump. So Trump has not only crushed the global prices of gold and silver, he's also set conditions that are going to lead to global mass famine and energy shortages and civil unrest, revolts, the toppling of governments, etc. I don't think this was his plan, but then again, You know, he has the mind of a fifth grader. He doesn't think about repercussions of anything. That's why he writes like a fifth grader. If you ever see his tweets that he writes himself, he doesn't even know how to spell common words, like the word which, as in, which way are we going? He spells it W-I-T-C-H, like a wicked witch of the West, you know? That's Trump. He spells like a fifth grader. I mean, his 25th Amendment time, folks, this guy's got to get removed. He's completely out of control. He's destroying the world's industrial economies. He's destroying the world's prosperity, which is based on energy abundance, you know, affordable, regular flows of energy. It's all being cut off by Trump. And instead of just walking away and saying, oh, we made a mistake, well, maybe we shouldn't try to destroy Iran and steal all their energy. Instead of doing that, he's doubling down and he's about to launch an attack on Iran using United States Marines and the 82nd Airborne. Apparently, it looks like it could happen this weekend, Saturday or Sunday, USA time. He's going to land thousands of Marines there, and they're going to be slaughtered or captured, most of them, and it's going to be a massacre. Blood for Israel. Trump is committed to spilling American blood for Israel and destroying the economies of the world in order to appease his Zionist masters, who apparently have some kind of horrendous blackmail on him via the Epstein files. It must be pretty crazy because Trump is doing everything that they demand of him with no resistance whatsoever. So Trump is just a puppet of the Zionists. And the Zionists are Satanists. And, you know, they're driven by satanic principles of genocide and mass death, mass suffering. And it looks like Israel wants to destroy the entire world, to bring down everything, because they think that's going to accelerate their end times apocalypse, where they think their Messiah is going to reappear and save them from everything. Yeah, well, there was a Messiah that showed up, guys. His name was Yahweh, or, you know, Yeshua, Jesus. And, you know, the Jews demanded that he be killed. And he was killed. So, yeah, they already had a Messiah, and they had him killed. So, ever since then, you know, they've been just run by Satanism and evil. And that's why they support genocide and suffering and bombing children and bombing hospitals and bombing civilians. That's why they've committed genocide against the Palestinian people. That's why they ran exploding pager attacks against civilians in Lebanon. That's why they assassinate engineers and scientists in Iran. That's why they bomb civilian buildings in Lebanon. And they're going to occupy and steal southern Lebanon now, all the way to the river. I think it's called the Litani River. They're going to take all that land now. And Israel's pushing its Greater Israel Expansion Project, which is purely satanic. And Trump is helping them do that. So that's what's actually happening. So the whole world is paying the price for Israel's satanic agenda and the Epstein file blackmail that they have on Trump, which is why this whole war is called Operation Epstein Fury. That's what it is. But we're all going to suffer because of whatever Trump did that's been caught on video that's been used as blackmail against him. We're all going to suffer. The whole world is going to suffer the price. So hunker down. Get your food supplies squared away. Get your energy, your backup energy system ready to go. And make sure you're ready for the end of the world as we know it. And it's going to get bad in Australia first, probably. And then it will spread. And it'll spread to America. It's going to get bad. So catch more of my podcasts and videos at brightvideos.com. And I'm praying for humanity right now. I'm praying for all of humanity because this is going to be a very dark era, thanks to Trump, the minion of Satan at this point, unfortunately. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival,
You'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.